This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here on this live Saturday edition. Our number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And of course, you can take control of the airways here and bring up whatever is on your mind with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian Stone.
I'm the captain.
Let's continue with more of your calls and thoughts. People have been discussing cryptocurrency. The Bitcoin price crashing through $40,000 this week. It was $30,000 a week ago or something like that.
Well, mid-October, just before first week of October, it was $10,000.
Yeah.
So it's been, do the math.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride here. Also, police. We actually had a police officer call in to talk about his perspective on policing.
I just wanted to say, too, because we talked a little bit about incentive, and that's the entire problem with the organization that calls itself government, is that there's no incentive for anybody to do any. Like, human beings, as a species, it's been proven, we only respond to incentive.
It helps.
That's generally speaking what, across all cultures and languages, people respond to. If there's some incentive for you to behave in a certain way, then you will do so. If you're after a thing,
you're
and,
more likely to do
so. And that's why employers have incentive programs, and, you know, salespeople have incentive programs, and all, you know, all these things have incentive. Even the free market is nothing but incentive. Right?
Well, we don't have a free market, but...
Well, no, but that's what it's based on. It's based on incentive. Yeah. If you think you can do a better job than the other guy doing what he's doing, well, then you're free to go ahead and compete with him because now you have an incentive to...
Well, the incentive is you can make money. Right,
right? Exactly.
You could do better than him, provide a better product or service. But with police, it doesn't matter the kind of product or service they provide because they're going to get paid anyway.
Right.
Because taxes.
There is no incentive for police to do... quote, the right thing, unquote, whatever that means to you.
The best that the caller could come up with is that he has good training and that he had a good upbringing.
Well, there's
and
a procedure for that.
And he's doing the right thing.
Okay, but that's not incentive.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
Right.
Now, maybe there's an award. There might be an award. You could get an award if you call her the most bad guys. I mean, there could be some kind of incentive.
Right, and we've all heard about police having quotas and stuff like that for, you know, writing as many tickets as they can for speeding or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Those are incentives, but they're the wrong kind. Right? Police should not be rewarded for the number of callers that they get. They should instead be awarded for things like, did they provide some sort of humanitarian service? Did they actually defend somebody from harm? Which we know police are largely a reactionary force.
Well, there could be the incentive of feeling good about helping somebody in a situation. You know, you did help someone, so there's that sort of karmic...
The Boy Scout helping the little old lady cross the street
thing. Kind of
thing.
Like, if you actually do stop somebody from, you know, committing a violent crime or something as a police officer, that's not a good feeling.
That's not an incentive for cops to not act as if they are a gang.
Okay, what we're missing here is not that there might not be some sort of internal mechanism to try to encourage the police to do a thing, but that there's no external incentive. There's no way for you, as the person who's part of the so-called community, to have any real meaningful influence over what the police do. Sure, you can go complain to them, but they don't, in most cases, give a damn about what you have to say. The city council is going to ignore you. The police departments generally are going to file you in the circular file because there's corruption that rises through the ranks. And he admitted, at the very least, that there were plenty of bad cops that he'd encountered. Badge heavies were the term. That's a term for a cop that literally uses the badge as an excuse to you to do violence against people. So he's witnessed some of it. Well, guess what? Some of those guys get up above his rank.
Yep.
And then how do you go against the captain? How do you go against the police chief when they're... Because he mentioned that he arrested a cop for, like, molesting a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, there actually was a police chief here in the Cheshire County area who was actually raping children, at least one of them.
Right.
And, you know, in that case, they did go after him because there are certain things that cops can't really get away with.
Yeah.
But there's a lot they can get away with. And if they are getting away with it and you decide you don't want to pay for it, then those cops will come after you and they'll throw you out of your home and arrest you.
Yeah, now let's take a look at that same scenario, but in a market situation. There are two private schools.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just moved into a community and you found out that somebody in one of those private schools was molesting children.
Yep.
Are you going to send your kid there?
No.
No. Why not?
Oh, well, unless
because
they do something about
choice.
It. Right.
You have choice to go to send your kids to the school that didn't have that guy or girl, whoever it was.
But the thing
there.
Is, the school would do something about it because if they don't, you have the choice to leave. So they actually have an incentive to get rid of the bad eggs rather than give them promotions like we see in so many police departments.
And also think about the people who already were sending their kids to that school who would now take their kids out because of that one child molester that the school may or may not have done anything about. That's another market reaction. These reactions cannot happen to police because they have a monopoly on the use of force.
That's right. Let's go to Jim in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. And we all know monopolies are bad, but yet we're supposed to say, okay,
because
when it comes to
no
government.
Choice, there's no incentive, period.
Jim in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello, Jim? In Florida. Jim going once. Jim in Florida going twice. All right. I guess Jim is not there. That's too bad. He wanted to talk about Bitcoin. The toll-free number, normal number, 603-283-6160. That's 603.
Maybe Jim got rich while he was on hold.
283-6160. So there's been this big situation that's been brewing for years, and it seems like they really kicked it into gear in just the last 24 to 48 hours, and that is deplatforming taking people off of things like social media or online video sharing platforms like YouTube and elsewhere. And it's gotten really bad. Just ever since they took Donald Trump down, these social media platforms have been going all out. And I've seen multiple reports from people I know online saying they've been banned from Facebook for 30 days.
Yeah, the freedom community at large has suffered many a deplatform casualty.
Many people have lost large numbers of Twitter followers. If they have not personally been banned yet, they've had their numbers of followers taken down because all of those people have received either temporary or permanent bans.
And this is entirely political, near as I can tell.
Yeah.
It's because you support or don't support candidate X.
That's correct. And the people who've been banned have said things like they believe that it is, well, first of all, Facebook won't tell you why. They just say,
of course not.
Something you've posted has violated our terms. And it doesn't say what it is. That one person, like a husband and wife couple, one of them had confirmed that they were going to go to a certain event, and the other had not confirmed they were going to go to the event, and the one that confirmed got banned. And the one that didn't confirm was not banned. So they suspect that it was, you know, indicating that they were going to go to, like, one of these protest events. Another lady on one of the groups here in New Hampshire, who I've met in person, said that she was under restriction at Facebook or whatever, and she tried to indicate that she was going to attend an event, and then Facebook refused to indicate that and instead forced her into the can't option instead of attend or whatever, or can't attend or whatever, and then wouldn't let her change it. That's what she claimed. Multiple people have said they have been banned from these platforms. They're not sure why. Others believe it's because they posted something about what happened at the Capitol building.
I feel like it's time to go old school for everybody, the regular folks, right?
What do you mean, old school?
Well, stop depending on this technology, these social media platforms. Mm-hmm. And
like
instead,
CB radio? What are you talking about?
Well, sure. I mean, why not? But I'm thinking like social groups. Right? Now we've seen
like
all
physical meeting?
Yes, you have a meeting, you know, once or, you know, every month or the first Wednesday of every month or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You have a social meeting with
a bunch
of people. We do, but like I don't think the majority of citizens.
But how are you going to meet people if you can't go online?
Do it back in the day?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, time for people to figure it out.
Get the phone book out? I mean, what do you do?
You know, now, first of all, like here's how I knew that all the kids in my neighborhood were gathering. I would just get on my bicycle and ride
around
the neighborhood. And whatever yard had a bunch of bicycles laid down in front of it, that's the place you wanted to go. That was the indicator. That was all the people going, I'm attending.
Right.
You know, so maybe we could do that again.
I don't think we have to reject technology entirely, Captain.
No, I'm not saying reject. I'm just saying that have these things as backup.
Sure. Yeah, it's important to do that. But in order to have them as a backup, you have to have a community first that you can go to say, all right, well, let's meet here at this time in this place, and let's remember that. That way we don't, you know, if they take the internet down.
Believe it or not, churches are really good at this kind of thing.
True. 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, there's more deplatforming and some pretty scary stuff going on out there online. Is the Civil War going to actually happen online?
Ooh. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. The number for you, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Thank you to Jason C. Jason is an amplifier, gold level, which means Jason is contributing $10 a month to the Free Talk Live amp
Jason,
program.
Jason, you the man.
So thank you for that, Jason. Really appreciate it.
Was that Jason C as in the letter C or like S-E-A?
That's the letter C.
Okay.
And he supports Free Talk Live, and we appreciate that. You can become an amplifier just like Jason. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian
Stone
and the Captain.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we've got Jim back now. I think I might have screwed the phones up earlier, so we're still learning the system here. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're really there this time.
He's on the beach, the world's most famous beach. When you value Bitcoin, you always put it in United States dollars. Now, I find that a bit critical because if you want the United States to fall, couldn't you come up with a better way to value that?
Okay, so first let me ask you just for a technical thing. Just do me a favor and back off your phone by, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 inches, and you'll sound a little bit better here. But a way to explain the value of a thing to people in the United States is to put it into terms of dollars. Now, that's not to say that you could not put it into a different sort of a term. So, for instance, what we can do is we can put Bitcoin in terms of ounces of gold. You could definitely do that, and there are ways to easily do that. I'm pulling up CoinGecko, for instance, where you can pull up these what they call stable coins, where it's actually a cryptocurrency or a crypto token that is backed up by, say, an ounce of gold. So if you look at like Tether Gold or Pax Gold, you can pull that up, and then you can see what 1 ounce of gold is worth in bitcoins. So, for instance, right now, I can do that here if I can pull it up fast enough, and I could give you that number, but it's not being easy on me, so I wasn't prepared for your question, but it is possible to do that. I just don't have it in front of me.
I spent Bitcoin Cash today for my dinner before coming to the studio,
mm-hmm.
and it cost me 0.051345 Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, it's hard to use another cryptocurrency to give a value of Bitcoin because it just makes things more complicated for people.
Yeah.
Do you understand, Jim, though, why it's important to use terms like dollars? Because people, they don't really think outside of dollars yet.
Well, yes, I do, but when the United States falls, your dream, how are you going to value it?
Oh, there's all kinds of things that you can value Bitcoin. And as I said, I just gave you an example of you can use gold, for instance. Or you can use any other currency or anything else of value because Bitcoin is valuable and it is trading constantly for all kinds of things besides the dollar.
Okay, when I go to the supermarket, the cashier can barely count the money back. So mm-hmm. I've got to bring a scale now and weigh gold to them. I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, you don't, actually. Bitcoin doesn't involve a scale. It doesn't involve gold at all. So when you purchase things with Bitcoin, it's actually super easy. It's actually easier than using a credit card. So whenever I go and I do this multiple times, I do it every single day here in Keene, New Hampshire. I go out and I spend cryptocurrency like Bitcoin to buy my food. Every single time I eat out, I'm going and I'm paying with cryptocurrency because here we have multiple businesses that accept it. They simply show me a little code on their tablet. I scan it with my crypto wallet, and I hit the send button, and boom, paid. It's done.
Okay, well, I hope that works when we're all in a camp, and you know.
Well, if you're in a camp, then you're going to die, probably. Be gassed to death or something like that. But until then, you still got to buy your dinner.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Jim. It works great, actually.
We do kind of live in the future here in the area of New Hampshire that we're in, the sort of, even largely other places in New Hampshire outside of Keene.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, what, 6, 8, 10 places, maybe, that accept cryptocurrency for different things. Like, we can get some car work done. I know a convenience store now that's carrying my favorite beer that takes the Bitcoin. I go to them.
Yeah, I had car repair done this week for I paid Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah. So I've been trying to tell some of my friends sort of more out west, what it's like. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, what website are you using now? I still have an old Coinbase account, but, I want to know what you're using. And I'm like, to be honest with you, I haven't used my Coinbase account since I moved here, really. I've moved some money around. If anything, I've drained money out of my Coinbase account and moved it, you know, off Coinbase. But I know enough people around here to transact person to person.
Yeah.
You know, also, there's a bunch of vending machines around here with no KYC, so I don't have to do all of those things. So we do live in the future a little bit here.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and obviously new questions are welcome. I would like to encourage Jim to do some basic research. It sounds like he just didn't really know at all anything about cryptocurrency and why it's different. So let's go over some basics for you here. Cryptocurrency is special, and it's unusual, and it's unique, and what makes it, you know, Bitcoin was the first one, valuable, is because it's decentralized, unlike all of the government monies out there. They're all centrally issued, centrally controlled, centrally inflated. Bitcoin is decentrally hosted. It's distributed. It's copied amongst thousands of locations all around the planet, meaning that there's a copy of the what they call the blockchain, which is a public ledger of all of the transactions that have ever happened on Bitcoin from day number one, from transaction number one, all the way through now. So it's like 300 gigabytes of information. So it's fairly large after a dozen years of transactions. And having that in thousands of different locations simultaneously, all linked together by the same peer-to-peer network, results in a situation where Bitcoin cannot be hacked because it's cryptographically secure, so it's secure by mathematics.
Yep.
It cannot be taken down, so a hostile government, say the U.S. or the Chinese government or the North Koreans or the Iranians or whoever, whichever government gang wants to come after Bitcoin, even if they go and they try, and they would have to try real hard to shut down every Bitcoin node in their jurisdiction, there'd still be thousands more outside of their jurisdiction that they couldn't do anything
to. For the layperson out there, imagine there's a magic book with every transaction ever made, and you can have a copy of this book by running a node. And now whenever somebody makes a change to one of the books, all of the books magically have that change appear in them, and that's what validates the transactions as trustworthy.
So why do people use the dollar to denominate Bitcoin? Well, they don't all use the dollar. If you're in Singapore, you would use the Singapore, I don't know what they call it. Is it a dollar there? But whatever Singapore currency is. Or if you're in China, you use the Chinese yuan. If you're in Australia, you use the Australian dollar, and so on and so forth. But if you want to price it in the price of gold, I will tell you right now, one Bitcoin, which again in U.S. dollars is worth about $41,000, one Bitcoin is currently going to get you about 22 ounces of gold. And on the other side, if you have 1 ounce of gold, then you'll get about 0.045, so less than 5%, about 4.5% of
a Bitcoin. That's a lot of gold. I think Mr. T would pity the fool who's not into Bitcoin.
Yeah, and it didn't used to be like that. You know, it used to be that, because I remember I bought gold years ago with some Bitcoin. It was back when, you know, I'd gotten some Bitcoin in from advertisements. We had some advertisers that were paying in Bitcoin. Yeah. I'm like, you know, I don't want to just hold on to all this Bitcoin. I want to buy something with it. So I bought some gold, and I honestly don't remember what I paid for it, but it was probably like several Bitcoin for like 1 ounce of gold at the time.
Yeah, I bought some gold last minute.
Yep, indeed. Nice. So 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. As always, you can join us here. You can also trade Bitcoin for weed. I mean, there's an ounce of weed, too. We're coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch an itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A West Virginia lawmaker facing federal charges for breaching the Capitol building has resigned. Republican delegate Derek Evans stepped down from his position in a statement on Saturday, saying he would focus on his personal situation and allow the legislature to focus on its business. Evans is facing charges of violent entry and disorderly conduct. Indonesian officials say a passenger jet carrying 62 people is believed to have crashed into the sea on Saturday, minutes after taking off from Jakarta's Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. Air traffic controllers lost contact with the Boeing 737-500 aircraft about 4 minutes after takeoff. The country's transportation ministry says more than a dozen vessels, including four warships, have been deployed for a search and rescue operation. Debris has been found believed to be from the plane, but there had been no confirmation as night fell in the area. This is USA Radio News. Twitter has permanently suspended President Trump's account after what they called a risk to further incitement of violence. Congressman Tom McClintock disagrees, saying that allowing corporations to be gatekeepers of speech is dangerous. The California Republican tells Fox News that banning the president could be a step towards the loss of free speech.
The reason is because words and thoughts can be countered by better words and thoughts. That's why we have a First Amendment. What we're hearing now, something's fundamentally different, is to set up government or corporate officials to decide what speech is acceptable and what is not. That's a very dangerous power that can quickly become abused. The president did not call on these rioters to break into the Capitol and to impede the Congress's work. He gave a very fiery speech. I thought it showed very poor judgment, but it was no more fiery a speech than what we're hearing from the Democrats now, freedom of speech. And the moment we begin punishing that or censoring that, we've lost our First Amendment and we may never get it back.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian
Stone.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
We're talking about cryptocurrency and what is it that makes it special. It does not have to be denominated in dollars, no, as our last caller was a little bit concerned or confused about. You can denominate it in anything anyone's willing to trade for it. And plenty of people are trading Bitcoin for gold and vice versa. In fact, I think, Stone, you mentioned it on the air. You bought some gold with your Bitcoin last night. So no dollars involved.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, that can be done. Like, and
to us, it's normal. No big deal. Yeah. But to somebody listening on the radio that doesn't live here, that you did what? Yeah. I don't understand. How do you? Well, it's totally possible, and it's super easy.
Yep, indeed. And so let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Someone calling themselves the White Rose from Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Do me a favor. Back up your phone, White Rose. I'm sorry. Back your phone away 6 inches.
Okay. How's
that? That's much better. Go ahead.
Okay. I got a question to ask you about the Bitcoin, and I got a statement to make, and I'd like to plug my website if I could.
All right.
My website's thewhiterose.simplesite, spelled S-I-T-E, simplesite.com, all lowercase, no spaces.
Now, just to be clear, you are not the same White Rose as the Telegram White Rose. You have no relation whatsoever to the Telegram White Rose.
No relation to them at all. I had the name first.
Well, the White Rose Society had the name way before you.
And their group had a respect for them and that they were killed. They had their heads chopped off.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Okay, so I was calling about, I would like to, as I understand it, the Bitcoin value is held on a encrypted account on a USB drive.
No, Bitcoin is in the cloud. So Bitcoin is, as I was describing earlier, is based on what's called the blockchain. And without getting too technical, a blockchain is a cryptographically secure, distributed system that is essentially an open ledger, a public ledger that exists in thousands of locations simultaneously.
So all you need is a number to access your cloud account.
What you need is what's called a private key. And whenever you have a Bitcoin you have a Bitcoin wallet, like, say, Edge Wallet or Exodus Wallet or one of the various different Bitcoin wallets out there, that gives you access to the Bitcoin that is in your account.
Okay, so all transactions have to be done through the Internet?
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, the Bitcoin is sort of like the Internet of money.
That's
so
not necessarily true. There are people who figured out how to do it over, like, shortwave radio transmission and that kind of thing.
True, but ultimately, they do have to have some way of connecting to the Bitcoin network in order to propagate,
resolve it, right,
that transaction. Although, that said, if you have what's called a private, what do they call it, an offline wallet or public, or I'm forgetting the word for it, but it's where you, like, print out a QR code. What's the word I'm looking for, guys?
Paper wallet.
Paper wallet. That's it.
But you can receive Bitcoin without being connected to the Internet.
Right.
That's true. But the person has to be connected to send it.
Yeah, the person sending it has to be connected to the Internet.
Correct.
But to retrieve your value out of the cloud, we have to have electricity, right?
Yeah, definitely you need to have electricity in order for the Internet to operate, yes.
So if we have an EMP attack and we're screwed, then?
Well, as long as you can get your computers back online at some point in the future, then no, you're not screwed, because as long as somebody somewhere has a copy of the blockchain, then once people figure out how to recreate technology and, you know, turn the power back on, they'll have access to it again.
EMPs is not a non-recoverable event.
Yeah, you write down paper notebook.
But how far into the future? I'm saying, how far into the future?
How long would it take people to turn the electricity back on after an EMP?
Well, who knows how much damage might get done.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously there are some bad things that could happen in life.
A meteor could hit the Earth, and now you don't have any Bitcoin.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I wouldn't say, I got to let you go. I can't handle the phone there, but I appreciate the call. That's why I would say that, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So I would never tell somebody.
Be diverse.
Yeah, I would never tell somebody, you got to go all in on cryptocurrency. No, that's a terrible idea. What you want to do, and I'm not an investment advisor, but, you know, what I would do is put something into cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or some of the other competing cryptocurrencies. Don't put in what you can't afford to lose, however, whether that be losing because the price of Bitcoin goes down, or goes to zero, which seems unlikely but could happen, or because some sort of terrifying, you know, EMP sort of event happens, or the government drops a bomb on your city, or whatever it is, you know, some sort of unpredicted black swan event that destroys what you thought you could count on. So, you know, in those other cases, you may do well to have something physical like gold or silver. Gold backs, for instance, are very, very exciting.
They are.
When you said, Stone, that you'd purchase gold, you actually purchased what are called gold backs.
Yeah.
And those are a more useful form of gold because they're available in small denominations of as little as 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. So roughly about 3-4 bucks worth of gold. Some people sell them for as high as 5 or 6, like on eBay, for instance. You could easily pay $6 for one of those things on eBay, from what I've seen.
So
have an alternative. Or two.
I'm a fan of Jamie Redmond. He's a writer.
At Bitcoin.com. News.Bitcoin.com.
He put together this. It's a very quick description of the ledger portion of Bitcoin. The first form of a single-entry ledger or one-sided accounting was around pre-2000 BC when people began to barter and trade in a great number across distances. Of course, this kicked society into higher gear and better forms of bookkeeping. During the Renaissance period, intelligent people discovered double-entry bookkeeping, which literally changed everything in the world of accounting. Our modern financial system is based on the double-entry system created more than 600 years ago. The double-entry system was first documented centuries ago, 1446 approximately, by a mathematician and Franciscan friar. The birth of triple-entry bookkeeping began 12 years ago tomorrow. This was on the birthday of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about this for a minute. The inception of single-entry ledger or one-sided accounting transformed humans towards a better form of prosperity and growth. The double-entry system also catapulted the world into a new form of bookkeeping and financial transactions.
Right.
In essence, these ledger-based systems transformed society for the better. So solving the Byzantine fault dilemma, which had fooled computer scientists since the dawn of the computer, has been a pretty big deal and will continue to be a big deal.
It is. And Bitcoin has just barely scratched the surface on the kind of influence that it's going to have over finances.
What the triple ledger system does is it solves the problem of trust.
Mm-hmm.
So no longer do you need a central authority like a bank,
right,
or a government issuing currency to have trust between two parties attempting to make a trade.
So I did the math, Captain. I said that I bought some gold a long time ago with Bitcoin. Back when, you know, I had some Bitcoin. I'm like, well, I don't know if this stuff's going to go down. I don't know, because it had actually peaked. This was during the first big run-up. Well, I guess there was a big run-up to $30 early on, but the first real big run-up where it got up to $1,000, I think it was like almost $1,100, was the first time it had ever done that. This was the end of 2013. And so it was during that run-up, I'm like, all right, well, I better, you know, do something with this, you know, before it goes down, because it did go down and back up a few years later. But so I spent, at that time, this was like near the peak, it was $950-something dollars for one Bitcoin. At the time when I did this, I bought 4 ounces of gold at that time, and I spent roughly five point something Bitcoin. So I spent about 1.3 Bitcoin for 1 ounce of gold. Now you can get 22 ounces of Bitcoin.
That's the gold.
Sorry, 22 ounces of gold for one Bitcoin.
That's amazing.
So should have held on to the Bitcoin, but you never know in the moment. You don't know what's going to happen. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Live, moments remain here. If you dial, you can join us at 603-283-6160. You don't have to talk about crypto or cops or
whatever you want to talk about.
Or whatever else. It's up to you. 603-283-6160. Although I did want to talk about deplatforming. I hope we'll be able to get into that here because there's some real bad news. I mean, worse than what we've already talked about. And it's been bad where yesterday there's this competitor to Facebook called Parler. I'd never bothered with. I just don't care about.
Apparently, they crashed. They were overwhelmed with
new
requests.
No, they got taken down.
Oh, really?
Well, I heard about them getting crashed due to requests, but they got taken down from the Apple and Google App Stores.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that.
Because they wouldn't implement whatever kind of crackdowns that Apple and Google wanted them to implement.
Google and Apple should not be the gatekeepers to all things app.
But that's what they're doing, and they're doing the government's bidding. So, you know, we've been covering this, and we covered a lot of it on the show last night. If you want to hear a lot about deplatforming takedowns and how bad it's really getting out there, grab our show from yesterday, Friday. You can go to freetalklive.com. We got the last 7 days worth of shows, easy to access right there at the top of the page. And if you want to dig deep into the archive, it goes back to 2006.
So. It sure does. I've done so.
Yeah. So please enjoy that. Let's go quickly to David in New Mexico first. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
It's deplatformed, man. The original. Really?
What happened?
Oh, well, I was deplatformed from the radio. I've been deplatformed from Facebook previously. I got deplatformed from my own children.
Yep. Yeah.
Imagine that.
That's true.
So, so let's punch D.A. Raul Torres, Bernalillo County, New Mexico, in the mouth once more. Hey, Raul, hey, you know why I'm fighting you in court right now and you're losing, loser? Hey, Raul, you're losing. You know why? Because yesterday, January 8th, not only was it Elvis's birthday and David Bowie's birthday, it was my daughter's birthday, Paisley Olson, which her last name was illegally changed to Elitch. But we'll get it back to Olson, Raul. But that's why we're in court. That's why I'm kicking your ass, Raul Torres, because you trafficked my children here in the state of New Mexico. And she was 15 yesterday. That's Paisley. And I said goodbye to her one day, July 2nd, 2007. She was wearing diapers, if I remember. I would, did
that's
not
the last
know
time
I would
you
never
saw
see her again.
You saw her, wow, 13. You saw her 13 years ago was the last time?
Yeah, I walked out the door not knowing I would never see her again. I never seen her again, and yesterday was her 15th birthday, Raul Torres.
Thank you, David, for the call, man. That's tough. That's a tough situation.
That dude's certainly been through it, and perhaps he is the original D-Platform man. We don't know.
Well, things are about to get much worse. Mitchell Baker over at the Mozilla Foundation. Have you heard about them? Do you know them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who Mozilla is?
I do.
Who's Mozilla?
They make Firefox.
Firefox, one of the world's most popular, if not the most popular browser.
My preferred browser of choice on the Windows operating system.
Yeah, and on all operating systems. It's very, very popular, and so they have an opinion.
Supposedly, you know, have done more for private browsing than all the other browsers.
I would say Tor browser has done more, but I think they based on Firefox.
Without having to access the Tor network, of course. Yes.
They may not be supporting privacy any longer, according to Michael Baker at the blog, the official blog for Mozilla. So this is from their blog. Headline, "We need more than deplatforming." Statement. There is no question that social media played a role in the siege and takeover of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Since then, there has been significant focus on the deplatforming of President Donald Trump. By all means, the question of when to deplatform a head of state is a critical one, among many that must be addressed. When should platforms make these decisions? Is that decision-making power theirs alone? But as reprehensible as the actions of Donald Trump are, which I'm not sure exactly what he did to be called reprehensible in this case. I mean, there's a lot of reprehensible things he's done, like bombing innocent people in the Middle
East.
But, you know, telling people to go to a protest, I'm not sure if that's reprehensible. But going on, the rampant use of the internet to foment violence and hate and reinforce white supremacy. What?
When did he do that? Yeah.
Is about more than any one personality. Donald Trump is certainly not the first politician to exploit the architecture of the internet in this way, and he won't be the last. We need solutions that don't start after untold damage has been done. Changing these dangerous dynamics requires more than just the temporary silencing or permanent removal of bad actors from social media platforms.
Did Facebook deplatform everybody involved in the Arab Spring?
No. No, if you're against what the companies believe is a bad government, then it's okay.
I think that these social media companies should be consistent in their deplatforming policies when it comes to state agents.
I think they should deplatform all state agents. How about that?
You've taken the words right out of my mouth.
But they won't do that because they are appeasing the state. These companies beg for attention from the state for handouts.
They only want to deplatform those people in the state that they disagree with. The ones that they agree with, they want to keep in.
That's right. They want to curry favor with the people in power. So here's what he's going to propose. So the guy from Mozilla, one of the whoever the hell they're letting blog for them, is saying...
Is this an executive or something?
Mitchell Baker, if you want to look him up. He's got blog access, apparently. But here's what he says. This is what he says must be taken besides just turning people's their social media accounts off. He says, additional precise and specific actions must be taken. For instance, to reveal who is paying for advertisements, how much they are paying, and who is being targeted. Commit to meaningful transparency of platform algorithms so we know how and what content is being amplified, to whom, and the associated impact. Turn on by default the tools to amplify factual voices over disinformation. Work with independent researchers to facilitate in-depth studies of the platform's impact on people and our societies and what we can do to improve things. So the one that's really scary here, right, is turn on by default the tools to amplify factual voices over disinformation. Does that mean that Mozilla...
Is that doublespeak?
Well, first of all, you were showing me who this person is.
This is Winifred Mitchell Baker, the executive chairwoman and CEO of the Mozilla Foundation and of Mozilla Corporation, a subsidiary of the Mozilla Foundation.
So this is the boss lady.
Age 59, 62 years, Berkeley, California.
Yep, CEO, Berkeley.
I'm sorry, born in 59, age 62.
Turn on by default the tools to amplify factual voices. So does that mean that Mozilla will now be determining who is a fact giver?
Who's a factual voice?
And who is a disinformation giver?
Are these the same fact checkers that Zucker, that guy? I like to say his name differently. I can't say that on the air.
Berg deploys. Mm-hmm.
Work with independent researchers to facilitate in-depth studies of the platform's impact on people and our societies and what we can do to improve things. She says these are actions platforms can and should commit to today. The answer is to not do away with the internet, but to build a better one that can withstand and gird against these types of challenges. This is how we can begin to do that. So, you know, she doesn't go into a whole lot of detail here, but some of these things are a little concerning, don't you think, Captain?
I want to know why she doesn't go by Winifred. Why does she go by Mitchell?
Yeah, that's a little weird. Anyway, 603-283-6160. Unscreen caller, we're going to go to you here in the remaining moments here. Go ahead. Hello.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's your name?
Wendy from Ocean Shores, Washington.
And Wendy, what are your thoughts tonight? Go ahead.
Well, I'm just wondering what you all think about, you know, the riots in Portland, Oregon, and all around. They didn't do anything about that.
It's true.
Yeah, so, I mean,
why is it?
Did they raid the city hall in Portland?
Yes.
Did they? Okay.
But, I mean, it's just, like, crazy because... You know, now the Capitol, of course, it's the Capitol, but they've taken down all the statues,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their history and everything, but they did nothing about, you know, Trump tried to stop all these riots. I know people, I live in Washington State,
mm-hmm.
about 2.5 hours from Portland, Oregon, and born there, and they did nothing about ruining people I knew that had businesses. I mean, what's that all about?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some inconsistent enforcement on these things. Not that, you know, I want to see anybody being arrested for doing what they did in the Capitol or if they destroyed City Hall in Portland. Ultimately, if government buildings take damage by protesters, I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me one iota. Because after all, if it's your property, which we all know that's bunk, but that's the claim, right? Oh, we're the government. If it's your property, then you should have a right to destroy it. But, you know, we know they're going to destroy our lives. They're going to destroy our businesses. They're going to destroy our freedoms. They're going to take our money and our obedience.
And they're not done.
And out of time for tonight. They're actually going around making arrests now for people that were inside the Capitol building. The guy with the horns got arrested today, apparently. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.